The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. And on earth, nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Be aware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. So now, listening to the Gospel this morning, I suppose you could say in the beginning, it's not one to really raise you up immediately, but just give it a chance and let's have a look at the Gospel and see how we interpret it, because that's important. And if you keep in mind that Jesus was always in the present, always in the now. And even though he spoke this, or this was spoken by Jesus some 2,000 years ago, it's still very, very relevant this very moment in time. And what Jesus spoke about 2,000 years ago is not happening today. You know, when you look around the world, everything seems to be falling apart. Even the church at the moment seems to be falling apart a bit, or maybe a big bit, hard to judge. And so the danger is, like a lot of people, you can become very, very cynical. You can become very, very cynical. You can become very depressed. You can almost give up, give in. What's the point in trying? That's maybe the way some people will interpret what they see happening in the world at the moment. We never had so many refugees in the world. We never had so many people homeless, people fleeing from unjust regimes, fleeing for their lives, fleeing from hunger, trying to keep alive. And then you look at the church and all the stuff going on in the church at the moment, and we have bishops flying from one end of the country to the other having a big meeting, and what's at the end of the meeting? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And you think, what a waste of money, flying all over the world to have a meeting and nothing is achieved. And it's not only the church. Look at this weekend. You have all the so-called important heads of state flying into the Argentine for the G20. And some of the leaders of the world can't look at one another. They can't even be civil towards one another. And you think, what is happening? What is happening? And we're taught in the gospel this morning, don't give in to the anxieties of everyday life. So, what are your anxieties at the moment? Are you living in fear? Fear of what may happen in the future. Fear of what is to come. And Jesus in the gospel this morning gives us the antidote to that cynicism and that fear. What does he tell us to do? Stand up, hold your heads erect. Stand up with dignity. And that's our calling. And if I were to ask you, what is your definition of faith? What answer would you give? Would you say, oh, well, faith is about believing in God. So it's about thinking, believing. No, it's much more than that. Faith is not just about that. Faith is a very active thing. You by being here in church this morning, you're not going to help one bit out there unless you put your faith into practice. All right, it's lovely to see you here, but you must do more than that. And maybe your life revolves all around you. Your comfort, my convenience, my success, working up a good reputation for myself, wanting more and more all the time of things I don't need but I want. How many wants we have? How many wants have we in our lives at the moment? Half the world starving, and we still want more and more and more. And at the moment here in the country, we seem to never to be able to produce enough guns and weapons. What is that all about? What is that all about? Think about it. Where are you? What is your attitude to all this? What is your opinion of all this? What can you do about it? That's the question we're going to finish on. What can you or I do about that? Well, we can. If you listen to the gospel this morning, again, we go back to that. Stand up, hold your heads high, hold your heads erect. Stand up with dignity. So don't give in and engage in the cynicism. Don't engage where the conversation is about condemning people and castigating people and castigating immigrants and people that are not of the same color or creed as we, or don't engage in conversations of looking at people who are invalided or incapacitated in any way, or people who are gay or lesbian or transgender. That's just an accident. Each and every one, each and every person out there is made in the image and God. And our calling is to love. Listen to the reading from the Thessalonians this morning, where St. Paul is praying that we may abound, that God will give us the grace to abound in love for one another, to abound. So our calling as a Christian, because the things we've just been talking about are so un-Christian, being divided politically, not associating with people who belong to this party or that party. What is that all about? That's not helping anybody. You've got to be different. And if, as a Christian, as a Catholic, you go out there and you get involved in the same culture out there, and you're no different from anybody else, well, what is faith all about? What is it? That's the question. That's the question we've got to ask ourselves. What is our faith all about? So what is our calling? Our calling is to be people of hope, people of trust. We never give up. Jesus never gave up in spite of all the opposition and all the hatred he received. He never gave up. He persevered. And our calling is to go out there, live every day to the best of our ability. Hold your heads high. Live with dignity. You're not living with dignity when you castigate people and run them down. But live with dignity and spread joy wherever you go, and hope. And don't give in to all the despair and depression and cynicism out there. Young people see that. And people like us, you have an obligation to be a light in the dark for so many young people today who are so confused. We have a terrible opioid problem at the moment. I quote a figure, and I'm open to be corrected, but something like 740,000 young people last year in this country took their own lives. Now, why is that? Why is that? Are we not giving them hope? Are we not being a light for them? If they listen to a lot of people out there in that culture, well then, no wonder people give up on life. But we've got to be different. That's our calling. You've got to be totally different, not a little bit, but totally. And if you live your life to the full, and you go out there, and you live in joy, and you have hope, and you never lose your hope in the Lord, you don't have to worry about when the end of the world comes, because most of us won't be around when the end of the world comes. You won't be around. But when your end comes, you'll be very happy. You'll be very happy. You'll be like the old priest who was dying, and he was lying there in his bed, very near dying, and as a final wish, he sent for his banker and his lawyer. An unusual request. And so the banker and the lawyer came, and felt very privileged that the priest would want them to come and be by his bedside as he came to the end of his life. And he was lying there on the bed, and he had the banker on one side and the lawyer on the other side. And then he reached out his hand, and he took the hand of the banker, and he took the hand of the lawyer, and we had a beatific smile on his face. And there was total silence. So eventually the banker couldn't hold any longer, and he said, "Father, why did you bestow such a wonderful privilege on us by calling us to be here with you at this time?" And the priest, with a lovely smile on his face, said, "Because," he said, "I wanted to die like Jesus." Between two thieves. No, hold on. I hope you're not a banker or a lawyer. If there is any banker or lawyer here, which I'm sure there is, nothing personal.